دكتور سابق تدين اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت استر مولينا اي اس تي اتش اي ار مولينا ام او ال اي ان اي ديت اوف بيرث از 2/6/1940 ديت اوف سيرفيس 3/5/2024 بري باراجراف ذا بيشنت از 84 يير اولد هيسبانيك فيميل ريفر تو سي مي باي دكتور امادور فور ايفالويشن اوف هير كرونيك كيدني ديزيز ستيج 4 بري باراجراف Past medical history includes chronic kidney disease stage 4, baseline GFR around 22 to 30 milliliter per minute. She was followed by another nephrologist and she wants to establish care with me as her nephrologist. Period. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 20 years. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hyperparathyroidism secondary to chronic kidney disease. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease per paragraph. Past surgical history includes cataract times 2. Per paragraph allergies, non-drug allergies, per paragraph social history. Patient lives with her daughter. She had a total of 7 children. She's a remote smoker. She quit in 1985. No history of alcohol use. She is a retired kitchen worker at a nursing home. Also, she did some babysitting. Per paragraph. Family history, grandmother with cancer. Mother died from natural causes. Father, unknown history. Per paragraph. Review of symptoms. Reviews, no headache. She does suffer from orthostatic hypotension and she does report numbness of her feet, has occasional nausea and eats small portions, she has intermittent diarrhea, no constipation, she has nocturia every 2 hours, no straining upon urination, she has complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling, she feels weak and tired on and off. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, per paragraph. Current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, azelastin, ophthalmic, metoprolol, Plavix, B12, Voltaren gel, Acrofer, ACCRUFER, furosemide, Lentus insulin, nifedipine, nitroglycerin, ranolazine, tramadol, Rayaldee, RAYALDDEE, tarvedilol, donepezil, doxazosin, piriparagraf. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, active toilet and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep paragraph, neck supple, no softness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal soon as 2, no memory sword, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resist her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted she does have skin pallor, however. Extremities, no edema in the lower extremities, and neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me show the following. BUN34, creatinine 2.05, GFR 23, potassium 4.1, total CO2 32, albumin 3.8, normal liver enzymes, per paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 4. Relatively stable kidney function compared to her prior labs. We're going to recheck kidney function and monitor closely. Next. Hypertension uncontrolled with orthostatic symptom. The following changes are going to be made to her regimen. We're going to discontinue doxazosin and carvedilol. Place her on bisoprolol, 2.5 milligram. In the AM, continue nifedipine, 30 milligram at bedtime. Period. Next diagnosis, anemia of chronic kidney disease. We are going to call in FOLB plus for her and check her iron stores, period. Next diagnosis, Diabetes mellitus type 2 apparently controlled. Next, coronary artery disease, continuing ranolazine and nitroglycerin PRN. Next, hyperparathyroidism secondary to chronic kidney disease, we reassess your PTH status. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease, we'll assess iron source. You may need erythropoietin injections. Period. Paragraph. Next, diabetic neuropathy, most likely also contributing to her orthostatic changes. We'll monitor for now and follow the above changes made to her regimen. Period. Paragraph. Patients. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in patient care. I'll see you back in around 2 weeks to follow up and to formulate further planning. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.